Hey, this looks like a good spot to rustle up some grub.
Ew, what's that?
A grub. What's it look like?
Ew, gross.
Tastes like chicken.
Slimy yet satisfying.
These are rare delicacies.
Pecans with a very pleasant crunch.
You're learning to love them.
I'm telling you, kid, this is the great life. No rules, no responsibilities. Ooh,
in addition to your aphids, do you ever enjoy grubs with your with your insect meals?
Love it, yeah.
Talking Trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. We were going through the pest control aspect of tree care. It's rare where I've ever in Arizona, and I feel like I'm in Louisiana. Last night, as the sun was going down, you could just see millions of particulates in the air from weeds and pollen. And you know, there's usually about 5 minutes after the rain in Louisiana where the air is clear. Out here, the air is always clear. I mean, you could just see there was the amount of insects and particulates in the air because we've just had a very wet summer, yeah. And it's going to bring a lot of money to the chemical companies, like you were saying.
Yeah.
We're going to be out there treating and killing everything we can.
Well, just another word on that. This treatment philosophy that really most good tree services and pest control companies adopt this principle of integrated pest management. Integrated speaks to the fact that there's many strategies that we can use to bring control to pests before we bring out the heavy chemicals. When there's a heavy infestation where chemicals are needed, of course, the Department of Agriculture, you know, has to step in sometimes to protect crop owners from these devastating effects of a infestation that can destroy entire industries. But in our backyards and our communities, you know, we need to be thinking about different types of controls. There are cultural controls. You can rotate the crops, just as we talked about. You can put in different things that will help to eliminate the pest populations just by not providing the types of crops that they enjoy. You can also enhance the environment for the predators upon those pests. Sometimes there are flowers and different other plants you can plant that actually attract the predators, which will kill the aphids. There's, you know, little lace wings, for instance, are aphid predators. So if you can increase the population of those green lace wings, you'll be reducing the pest problem in a very natural way. Again, you know, if you're using heavy chemicals, you kill all the predators, the beneficial organisms, all those things that you want to keep in your garden. So if you can, you know, avoid that use of the heavy chemicals by these other more cultural controls, it's a lot better. Sometimes you can just control the irrigation. Sometimes if you're not watering so heavily and providing this moist environment, sometimes the pest population or incidence will drop dramatically just by changing up irrigation practices. We've just finally come to the end of our patience with our grapes. We've had grapes in for about 7 or 8 years now, and every year we get the grape leaf skeletonizer that comes in and just devastates our entire crop. And, you know, we get out there, we tried smashing them and killing them, mechanical control. But we just have finally said, you know, we're going to stop.
This isn't worth it.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to put in blackberries. Ooh. Several of our friends have said, no, we gave up on grapes several years ago, and they put in blackberries. And they say they just do beautifully here. And so we've heard good reports, so we've decided to just swap out all of our grapes. Well, that's crop rotation. It's saying, hey, look, if we have these pest problems continually and we don't want to use a lot of chemicals, maybe we can just switch out our crop and go with something different that's going to not have these continual perennial pest issues. I spoke of mechanically removing those caterpillars from our grapes. That is another method of control, mechanical control, actually going out into your garden and killing them by hand. It's better than using chemicals, sometimes a lot more laborious. But if the pests are not that numerous, like aphids, for instance, those are pretty hard to
get. That'd be a full-time squishing job.
But if they are caterpillars like on your Tacomas or on your Bougainvillea, or on your Texas mountain laurels, you've got silage and things. Sometimes you can do some mechanical, pretty successful mechanical control.
Have you ever tried a praying mantis? I hear they're pretty effective organic predators of insects.
Yeah, there are parasitic predators and other types of parasitic wasps. There's ladybugs, green lacewings that I mentioned, and praying mantis. You can the praying mantis, I understand, are sold to you in egg cases so that they hatch in your garden. So yeah, those are all used successfully. And if you have a limited space in your garden, they might be very successful because if you release these predators, these beneficial insects into your garden, they might be able to dominate that pest in a pretty short period of time. And if you're seeing this recurring year after year, you can begin to plan for this and order online those parasitic predators predator insects, and bring them in time to be in advance of the onset of the pest problem.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've got a host of questions that we'll get to after bottom of the hour news break, and an opportunity for you to join us. 1-888-767-4348. Talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. If you'd like to schedule a time for him or one of his certified arborists, it's itreeservice.com.